If we did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. How serious are you about achieving your goals? How serious are you about building your dream life? Success doesn't just happen. It's built by design. If you are truly serious about your goals, you must be all in mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This is what we call doing life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that provides you with strategies to help you become the power achiever you were meant to be. I am goal achievement strategist Pat Nelson. It's time to plan, build, get results, and do life with power. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome again to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and you are listening to Tone It Up Tuesday. Today, we're going to talk about refusing to quit, taking a small step. So I'm going to share, you know, how do you reinforce the idea of refusing to quit and how do you make it stick? So we're going to talk about that today, because how many of you have set goals, be it fitness goals or any type of monetary goal, any relationship goal, you name it, and you kind of fizzled out. So we're going to talk a little bit about how do you reinforce the idea of refusing to quit? Because when you refuse to quit, you're going to get answers. You're going to act on some amazing decisions and you're going to get results. So let's talk about that. But before we get to that, I want to remind you guys that if you missed our Magnificent Monday, where we talked about adding more power to your affirmations, take some time and listen to yesterday's podcast, adding more power to your affirmations. And it's more to it than what you think, because we say affirmations a lot, but how many people have been saying them for years? And you say, you know what, I really don't see any results. Well, I think yesterday's podcast will give you some insight into what it takes to amp them up a bit. So let's get on with today's show and talk about refusing to quit. You know, I mentioned taking a small step. You know, taking a small step is just that, a small step, but nevertheless, it is still a step. You begin every single goal achievement journey by taking that first step, whether it's a big step, a giant step, or a small step. It's still you moving toward making something happen, something that you desire to happen. So the key is, though, when it comes to getting that results, when it comes to taking a step after the first step and continuing to move forward, the key is to refuse to quit. But guess what? That's easier said than done, right? For a lot of us, it is. For some of us, we just say it, we do it, we pull the trigger, we make it happen. So what do we do? And for those of us that when you say, you know what, I'm not going to quit, and you find it very difficult, and to the point where you actually do, well, quit. And not quit in the sense that you never, ever go back to the drawing board, but that you're hit and miss when it comes to achieving those goals. So how do you keep going? How do you not quit? I have to admit that, you know, I wrestled with this, and I wrestled with this when it came to getting physically fit. You know, many of you know that I talked about this, and it's been what? I don't know, almost a year, not quite yet, but it was this year. And I started talking about the fact that once I went to the chiropractor, I had gained some weight and I was trying to lose the weight. So I found that it is a lot easier to gain it than it is to lose it. And I've also made a promise to myself, I will never, ever, ever eat whatever I want again. Okay, I will think about what I'm eating and what I'm putting into, you know, the kinds of foods that's going into this mouth and going into this body. And I made myself that promise because, of course, once the chiropractor said, listen, you've got to stop working out for now and you know, no heavy strenuous workouts or anything like that, and just go for a light walk. And a light walk doesn't do much for me. So I took that also as a green light for me to eat whatever I wanted. And nevertheless, here I am wrestling with getting physically fit. So, you know, I said to myself, you know what, no matter what, I'm not going to quit. And as I said, easier said than done. So I wrestled with this when it came to my own personal fitness. So I would exercise for days, sometimes for a few weeks, start losing weight, start toning up. Wow, started seeing something different. And guess what? Then I would stop for a few days. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's working out. I'm doing good. Everything's peaches and cream here. So I think I'll take a break. So I would stop for a while. I would give myself an excuse to not continue to stick with my workout regimen. You know what? I needed to solve this issue, and I needed to solve it like yesterday. So I needed to solve this issue. And I thought, hey, I have some ideas of what will work for me. So I want to share those with you, and maybe my solution will work for you. Because so far, so good. I've been sticking to my workouts, sticking to my eating regimen, and I am super excited about the direction I am going in physically. So stay tuned for photos. Okay, so let's talk about, you know, how I kind of wrapped my mind around the idea of not refusing to quit, but also how do I stick to my own word, something that I said that I would not do. In other words, I wouldn't quit. So how did I stick to that? Well, first of all, so I'm going to give you kind of four steps that I went through in order to get to that point, in order to get to the point where I am now sticking with my workouts. I'm loving it. Okay, but here's the first point. Let's get on with it, right? The first point was, the first thing I did was, of course, I did say out loud that, you know, I refuse to quit. But, you know, I made a solid decision by speaking it out loud, but I took it a step further. What I did was, in addition to reinforcing out loud, affirming that I was not going to quit, that I refused to quit, that I was going to stay in this fitness game no matter what, I took it to another step by reinforcing my decision by seeing myself as a person who couldn't wait to work out, by seeing myself as a person who enjoyed working out, by seeing myself as a person who, if I didn't work out, I didn't quite feel at my most energetic self. So I started to see myself as this person who was running around a track or running through the park or running around my neighborhood or working out, doing aerobics. And so just a series of different exercises that I came up with that I decided to adopt, I should say. I didn't create them. But I reinforced that idea, and I started to see myself as this person, this workout person. So I guess that's an alter ego. And you know what? We can have several alter egos. So my alter ego, for all intents and purposes, was the fitness guru. So the fitness guru cannot be out of shape. So I would call on the fitness guru and I'd have to go work out. And I made it a feel good thing, not a chore, not a piece of drudgery. I made it a feel good thing. So the second thing I did was I increased my workout time. Now, I know I said that taking a small step is still a step, and it really is. If that's what it takes for you to get started, by all means, do that. But sometimes creeping along is not the best course of action. And I tried the small steps. I'll do a little bit at a time. And as a matter of fact, I have to tell you guys, my caveat here, it is, you know, go see your doctor before you jump out there and start giving it, you know, amping it up to the top notch thing, or just giving it all you have. You know, some of your doctors will tell you to go slow, take small steps. And you can listen to that if you decide to. That's up to you. But my point is, don't listen to me and don't try and be like me unless this you feel like this is going to work for you. In other words, take responsibility for your own fitness and the level at which you decide to work out. But small steps, that was not working for me. You know, my doctor did tell me, you know what? You're getting older. You can't do the same thing that you've always done. And so, you know, you gotta take it easy. Well, you know what? I don't want to take it easy. So I didn't take it easy. You know, I decided I was going to take it up a notch. So I tried the small steps and all I did was fizzle out. It was boring and I didn't like it. So I increased my energy output. So the second thing I did was increase my energy output by increasing my workout time and increasing the intensity. Now, I didn't take it to the top notch, top level of intensity because I'm not there yet. But I did increase my level of intensity. The object of the game was to always sweat and not just break a sweat, but sweat needed to be running down my face. That made me feel like a super athlete. So, and there it is, my alter ego. It's coming out again. That fitness guru. Oh, how awesome. How in shape. So you want to really encourage yourself by doing what it takes to stay inspired. And for me, increasing the intensity, that is what it takes for me to stay inspired. So that was my second thing. The third step that I implemented was I created a scheduled routine, which involved repeating an affirmation before starting my routine. And I repeated that affirmation to remind myself of what was waiting for me on the other end. Super fit body, super healthy body. Now, I'm in really good health. No diabetes, no heart disease, none of those things. And so I'm in really good health, but I want to be in what I consider to be peak health. I want my energy to be off the charts and then some, to spill over for you guys or anybody who might want to borrow some. Okay, you can have it. If you borrow it, keep it. So the thing is that I started my routine with an affirmation that would affirm, as I said, what was waiting for me, the super fit body and the off the charts energy. And so that was a part of it. And then, of course, the other part of that routine was scheduling a time or time frame. So there was a block of time in which it was time for me to exercise. And no matter what I was doing, I needed to stick with that. And so I would stick with that because I needed to turn this into a fun habit, keyword being fun. For me, things have to be fun. If I cannot make it like a chore, I think I have a really, my discipline level is I think it's pretty good, but it could always stand to be better. But I also know what it takes to whip my discipline into shape. And part of that is, I'm not going to make it sound like because I use the word discipline that it has to be, oh, hard and drudgery and trudgery and all of the above and so tedious to the point where I can't wait for this to be over. Who wants to do that? No one that I know. See, discipline, you can still have discipline and have fun, okay? When you're doing what you love, it takes discipline to stay on course, to make it happen. But guess what? It's fun. I do what I love. So it's fun for me. But I have to be disciplined enough to plan workshops, make sure that I plan my podcasts and do all of the things that I need to do in order to drive this fun business forward because it's also a business, but I still have fun with it, but it takes discipline. So when it comes to a routine, when you schedule a routine, part of scheduling that routine is, kind of reinforcing your habit of discipline. And before you know it, it becomes like second nature. So if you don't work out, if you don't stick to whatever that regimen is, and even if the goal is something other than working out, if you don't make your sales calls, it doesn't matter. If you don't do it, you're not going to feel like you've had a fulfilled day. You're not going to feel as good about yourself. You're going to feel like you're slighting yourself. So when something becomes a habit, you absolutely feel like you must do this thing. And so that's the beautiful part about creating that scheduled routine to the point where it becomes a habit. The final step and the most important step was taking the steps. Following steps 1 through 3, actually acting on the 3 steps that I had set. And of course, as I said, that's crucial. We can plan things, write things out all day long. But if you don't act on it, well, it's kind of a waste of your time, unless that's kind of what you do for a living, write stuff out and do nothing. I don't know. There are people who do that. I don't know anybody can do that, but I'm sure there's someone out there. So the point is that the fourth and final step involved me acting on steps 1 through 3. And you can act on your steps, but be sure to reinforce them, because that's a big part of what it takes for you to stay the course. So you notice that I mentioned affirmation. I mentioned in the beginning that I saw myself as the person, a certain type of person, the fitness guru. So I saw myself this perfectly shaped athlete. Am I a perfectly shaped athlete? According to my affirmation, yes. So, you know, so I use my thoughts. I use my mind. I use my words to affirm. So I use my voice. So to reinforce and surround myself with the kind of energy that I needed to create attract so that I could actually stay the course when it comes to working out. So we're going to see how this works out. I've been doing this for probably about 2 months now. So we're going to see where I am 2 months later, or even 6 months later. As I said, there are pictures to come. And since I put it out there, I've got to make sure there's some pretty nice pictures, huh? Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you on this Tone It Up Tuesday. Remember to go by our Facebook page. And if you listened to our Add More Power to Your Affirmation, go to our Facebook page on Designing Your Life Today. And you can see the other affirmations that, or I'm sorry, the other ways to add more power to your affirmation that I didn't mention on the podcast. Remember, it takes, you know, I'm trying to shorten these podcasts for you guys and not give you information overload. I want to give you a chance to digest what I'm sharing with you. So just go to our Facebook page, check it out, see what you got going there, you know, what we have there. And, just follow what I mentioned in the podcast on Monday. So with that being said, refuse to quit, even if you have to take small steps. But if you feel the need to take a bigger step, take the bigger step. But I would say before you do that, whatever the issues are, you want to write down maybe a 3 to 4 step process for solving that issue so that you can get on track, stay in the game, and make it happen. Hey, you guys, do life with power.